Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I am your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here today. This is episode 4. So exciting. We're fucking here. I just want to get right into it. I have been getting a lot of questions and fun feedback, so thank you, everyone. The biggest thing people have been asking me is to talk more about ghosting. I think, one, girls and guys ghost for different reasons, and this is all me generalizing from experience and from what I've seen with friends and stuff, so I'm not like an expert, obviously. I'm just fucking here. But what I've noticed is that girls and guys ghost for different reasons, and there are different forms of ghosting and the different levels of it, I feel like. So for starters, if you're at a bar one night, you're fucking dilly-dallying and you give a guy hit your number, the next morning when he texts you and follows up, who cares, decide if you want to. You probably don't remember what he fucking looks like, it's not that fucking deep. I personally don't think it's, like, a crime. If you don't want to respond to him, you don't have to. If you want to be like, hey, like, you know what, super busy, like, sorry, not sorry, I don't know. Like, I just don't think you owe, I mean, in general, you don't owe anyone anything, but I also think if it's someone, like, some random dude who you don't even remember his name texts you the next morning, like, you're fine, don't lose sleep over it. And also, if for that guy, I pray you do not lose sleep over that person not responding back to you, you know, because it's not a serious, not a serious experience where they owe you that response. That's different. I also think, oh my God, okay, if you hook up with someone, and let's say it's a one-time thing, or if it's someone that you maybe have known, and if they don't text you after you hook up with them, on to the next baby girl, baby boy, we're fucking done. Like, okay, and I just got stressed out because I just know this affects people. So in terms of being ghosted after fucking somebody, the thing is it, again, it depends on the experience. I'm someone, I have a pride. I mean, shocker. I have pride, okay? So I would never text the guy the next day. I would never text him first again, personally. And also, though, it depends, again, on the experience and who the guy is and my relationship with him. If it's my first time meeting him or we went on a few dates and then it happened, great. Like, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. If it's someone who I'm, like, routinely seeing and we have an actual, like, friendship or some type of actual, like, relationship prior or before it got more in the terms of, like, hooking up and stuff, like, that's different. And I think that should be an equal who reaches out to who. You shouldn't feel, you know, like, prideful, like, oh, I can't text him first. Like, no, you've literally been talking to him for 6 months. Like, you're fine. Like, even if it's not as serious as maybe it is, like, you don't need to, like, that's different, I think, because at that point you have a foundation already. If it's someone you've went on a couple dates with and you hook up with them, I wouldn't text him first, personally. I don't know, let me know your thoughts. Also, guys, does that bother you? Like, it could be seen as, like, I guess it's a little bit funky for me because it does kind of go against my, like, raw energy of, like, who gives a fuck. I think if you do text him first, pop off, do your fucking thing, and I would totally love and support and empower that. I also think for me texting first the next morning, and this can be my own little personal insecurity or whatever this means for me, I have to do some inner healing on, because I see if I'm texting him first the next morning or the next day, to me, I feel like I'm needy, and I don't want to be fucking needy. You know, I'm not begging to see you again. You didn't change my life. I promise you that much. Like, I think that is kind of what I mean as to why I personally wouldn't go out of my way to text you first. I also think it is a thing when it comes to sex and stuff. Like, it is a generalizing concept where, like, men are like these fucking vultures, these animals, and then girls are like these little daisies, and, like, it is more in society and in all the things of life where it's like men don't take it as serious as women do. So I think for me, I don't really believe that. For starters, I think that it can be very equal in terms of how serious a guy or a girl takes sex or whatever. But I also think for me, like, I'm not gonna just text you and be up your ass. Like, I don't need you that much. I don't want you that much. It's not that deep. However, if you text me first, after, and then if I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute, like, he thought of me, that's great. That I'm gonna encourage, and that I'm gonna just put out there. If you text first and they don't respond to you after you already hooked up and stuff, you know what they wanted, on to the next. And that and it's going to hurt. It might be like, you might feel like, fuck, why did I do this? Like, oh my God, like you might feel vulnerable. But I also think that we can't go into these like casual hookups and expect a fucking husband out of it or a fucking wife out of it. Okay. I think, and this is me, I guess this can be more like forward thinking and more whatever, but like, I just would never do that. And I would never want my friends, or even if I'm talking to a guy, I don't want him fucking thinking because we hooked up that he's my fucking end all be all. Like, that's not what I'm here for. Okay. So that's kind of my little like two cents in terms of like the ghosting after a hookup. There's really nothing you can do. Like, there's so many things you could do. You can text them multiple times. You can be up their ass asking why aren't they responding. I would never encourage that. I think that makes you look, like I said, needy. That would make me feel like I'm needy. I also would be so annoyed if I'm not responding to someone and he's up my ass to where I'm like uncomfortable, like stop. Because I think what's hard is that like people take that as like, oh, now we're like serious. And that's just not always the case. And again, I know not everyone thinks this way. What I'm saying right now is probably going to be like, no, what the fuck if, like, no. And that's fine. I'm just saying for me and my experience and with my peeps in my world that I talk to about this stuff, I don't think you should take it as deep as maybe you do or maybe society puts that pressure on. I think if you're out casually dating and do casual hookups or whatever you're doing, like, it's casual. You can't lose sleep at night. You can't think that like, oh my God, this is the one. You also can't be offended if they're doing casual shit with other people. You know, pray to God that it's safe and everyone is taken care of and healthy, but it's just part of the game, unfortunately. Unless you're out there making boundaries for yourself and are looking for a husband or for a wife, I don't think we as humans should expect the other person to be like totally like only for you if you don't have that conversation. And I think that comes with just classic communication. And I think the biggest downfalls I've ever seen in any relationship is the lack of communication. And of course, I've been there too. I've definitely like put my feelings down to not try to cause a scene or whatever. But I think that when I did do that, I can't be mad at the other person. I didn't tell him. Like, he didn't know. He's not up all night thinking like, oh my God, what did that one sentence that I say to her 2 years ago? How does she feel about that? Like, that's not like what people are doing. At least I hope it's not. I hope you're sleeping peacefully, not fucking thinking about that shit. So if I'm mad at something that you did or didn't do, but I don't communicate it, I can't be mad at you. You didn't know. I didn't ask. I wasn't clear about it. And I think vice versa as well. I really do. And I also think that it's hard with the ghosting concept. It's so common. Ghosting is literally ghosting. Like, it's a fucking like buzzword, you know? And I think that there's so many layers to it that makes it so complicated. But the biggest thing that you have to do is you have to be good on your own before, because you can be ghosted by the fucking love of your life. And at the end of the day, you gotta still carry on. And I know that's not fun to hear, but it's the fucking truth. I think that if a girl ghosts you, from what I've experienced, what I've talked to with friends, girls ghosting isn't because they're like, I think girls that I know, or even if I ever had to ghost someone, I think that it's more of like an internal, like a process. I'm like, ugh, like, yeah, he was nice, but like I don't think we're going to connect past that, or like, I don't know. I don't think that like I owe him a response because he was an asshole. Like, there's like reasons behind it. I think for me, like, I don't try to ghost people. If I'm like consistently talking to someone and I know it's not going to work out, I'm going to definitely take a step back with my communication with them. But I'm also going to at some point be like, hey, like, this isn't working out for me right now. Like, no hard, like, I'm gonna try to say something so that way they know. But if I ever don't say something, it's more because, well, one, also people are busy, we're humans, we're adults, like, I get life is busy and sometimes you just don't have the time to put that energy in it. I also think people might ghost because they're scared of confrontation, and that's fucking valid. But I think a big part of ghosting is not wanting the confrontation, of being like, hey, this isn't for me anymore, and also not wanting to hurt the other person. But I believe that you're hurting the other person more by ghosting them rather than not communicating. Like, hey, this isn't for me. Like, if a guy doesn't want to talk to me, just be like, hey, you know what? Lots of love, but I'm on to the next. And I will be like, fuck you for using my words against me, but lots of love, on to the next, doll face. Like, that's okay. But I think that that to me is more effective. However, I have friends who don't want to hear that. They want to just fucking be ghosted and then live in their la la land of like, oh, but like we had a chance, he maybe just his phone broke. Or like, you know, like I think it's a mix of things. I would say, of course, again, if it's with someone who you have some type of relationship or history or something that something more solid with them, I would say communicate it. Don't ghost them. But I think that if it's a fucking random dude from the bar the night before, it's not that fucking deep. At least that's how I would look at it. And also, if I'm texting a guy that I met at the bar the night before and I text him first, like, he doesn't owe me anything. I don't fuck, like, he doesn't need to respond to me. I'm not in love with him. Like, he wasn't the one then. And that's okay. He's leaving space to when the real one is ready for me and when I'm ready for them. So I think that's kind of how I sleep at night, is knowing those things. I also think that if a guy ghosts you, I think the biggest part of a guy ghosting could be because of the confrontation. Like I said earlier, it's not fun to tell someone, like, oh, I don't like you, or I don't like you anymore. That's fucking not fun. It's not exciting. It's not a good feeling. If people get off on that, then they have some things going on they need to figure out, because that should not feel fun to tell someone, like, oh, I don't like you anymore. But I think that guys do it because they also could be scared of the girl. I have been told by men in my lifetime that I intimidate them. While I love the power I hold in that sentence, I also can imagine they might be scared to tell me, like, no, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And that's fine. I can understand that. I can imagine, especially with now a podcast, so I'll probably shitting bricks. Like, what is this bitch going to say about me? And I get it. I try to take who I talk about with this podcast. I try to have love when I do that. I try to think, you know, I don't talk about things happening right today because I don't want to make it too close to home to anybody. I try to be sensitive on what I'm thinking and talking about and use some empathy if it's someone who's a nice guy and who just didn't work out. You know what I mean? So I get that pressure, but I also think I would never expose you. Like, I would never say your name. I mean, unless you make me. I'm just kidding. I don't want to have to get to that point, obviously. No, I would not do that shit. I'm not fucking a monster, okay? This is more just to, like, spread awareness. I also think that we're going through the same things as humans, like I said before. So, of course, I want to make sure people know they're not alone with what they're going through and with the whole process of life. So I'm fucking here and I'm rooting for all of you, okay? Even the ones who I don't talk to anymore or whatever it is. Also, I mean, I don't know a guy's total POV because I'm not a guy, but please, men, message me. I beg of you, tell me why. If you ever ghosted someone, what was the reason? I'm so fucking curious. I want to know. Let's have this conversation. I also have been told by friends that, like, they've ghosted a girl before because they were too needy or, like, too much, right? Too much, too fast. Too quick, too much. Okay, you know what I mean? They were too much, too fast. That's the thing when I'm saying, like, we don't want to be up their ass, because I think if you fucking go on one date with a guy and then you're up his ass trying to text him 24/7, trying to fucking plan the next date when it hasn't even been 24 hours since the one before, and, like, of course there's some circumstances where you guys just vibe and it works and it's a mutual experience, but I personally, like, don't give him a second. Let him breathe. Let him go home. Let him think about it. Like, and unfortunately, well, I guess I've had needy guys too, but the stereotype is that it is women who are the needy ones, and women who are the ones wanting the connection and wanting to make it last and all that stuff. And so I've had guy friends ghost girls because they were too much. Now, what do I say to that? Baby girl, you're not too much. They're just not enough. So don't take it too hard, okay? And men, if anyone ever ghosted you because you were too needy, you were too much, you're not too much, honeybee, they were just not enough. And that's fine. Not everyone is handcrafted for the other. So that's totally fucking okay. Don't lose sleep over that. I think that the biggest thing is it's just going to keep going back to how you have to be good on your own. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it in every episode. I'm going to be broken record. I'm sorry. You cannot function in this world, especially in the dating world in 2023. This shit is fucking unhinged. Like, we are animals. We are vultures. We are assholes. Like, people don't give a fuck in 2023, especially in terms of dating. You have to have thick skin. Or you have to be good with knowing it's going to take you a long fucking time to find a quality ass person that's good for you. That's just what it is. And I think that should not stop you. That should not make you want to go on dates. Go on dates. Get out there. Go out. You're not going to meet anyone by staying at home, you know. Of course, you have the apps and stuff. be safe on how you go about all those things and all these dates that you're going on with whoever they are, however you find them. Always be safe and take care of yourself first. But at the end of the day, you still have to put yourself out there and you still have to find a way to figure it out. And I think that is, it's so hard. It's a broken record. We all say it, but not everyone does it. And I get it. It takes time. It takes a mental mindset. You have to be literally ready for the rejection. You have to be ready for the fun, for the experiences, for the stories. You have to be ready for the unknown. Oh my God, do you know how much fun I have getting ready for a date when I'm like shitting my pants? I'm like, oh my God, is he going to be an asshole? Is he going to be douchey? Am I going to have to put him in his place? Is he going to be amazing? Is he going to be pleasant? Is he going to be funny? Is he going to be sarcastic? Like the anxiety I get to get before going on a date, it is unmatched. And unfortunately, I fucking love it. It's such like an extreme anxiety. I love to hate it, you know? Like, I'm like, fuck, Alyssa, oh, it's so annoying. Why did you say yes? Like, this is not worth it. The way you're feeling right now is not fucking worth it. But also, it's a thrill and excitement. Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe this is, like, not a good anxiety to like. I don't know. But, like, I unfortunately love the rush of the anxiety of, like, this specific experience. Because I know that within an hour or two, the nerves are going to be gone. The person will be in front of me and I will have no choice but to face what's in front of me. And that's whoever I chose to go on a date with. And I think that it's also fun when they're nervous. It shows a sign of respect. It shows that they don't do it often. Maybe you make them nervous because they're excited or they have the same vibes as you. That's so much fun. Like, why are we not doing that more? I think that if you're single and if you're ready to fucking mingle, I just cringed. I'm so sorry. I had to say that. I couldn't hold it in, clearly. I think that if you're ready for that, go on dates, date how many, whoever you want. Like, just figure it out. You don't owe anyone anything. And I think that when dating, you have to be in that mindset. And it's just the only way. Like, you're not going to survive if you think that you aren't good enough to be on this date with this person. And I think that, that was a whole fucking rant. Did I even answer the ghosting question? I don't even know. I apologize if I didn't. There's more I was going to talk about, but I just got fucking sidetracked. And now I'm excited to talk about the mindset you have to have when you're dating. So what I want to do is, please, men who are listening, respond to me and let me know why you ghost women. And women, please respond to me and let me know why you ghost men. I'm curious. I want to know. Back to business. Okay. I was saying, I wanted to talk more about the mindset you have to have when you're dating. I already touched on it a lot so far. I'm just saying, like, you have to be good on your own. You have to know, like, it's going to be fun. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be cringy. I think the best part, though, is when you go on a date, I've noticed that there's kind of usually one person, like, who's kind of guiding the vibes. Typically, when I go on dates, I'm the one guiding the vibes. Are you shocked? And this is what I mean. I mean first dates. Like, I'm the one. I can talk for hours. Clearly, I'm fucking here. I also have questions. I have so many questions. Every person I meet, I can ask you 40 questions and still have more or have follow-ups. Like, I'm a talker. I want to hear about you. I want to learn more. So on first dates, I personally love the opportunity to meet new people and get new experiences. I also think asking questions, and don't be like you're fucking reading off a list. Have it come up naturally, organically in conversation. But it's also fun because I also think that when you're asking these questions, you also get a vibe of their personality. Are they responding dry? Are they responding funny? Are they sarcastic? Do they have like a spark in their eye when they talk about something like that that's fun for them? Are they honest in their responses? The other thing, girls, OMG, I cannot believe I haven't mentioned this before. When you are on dates, count how many times they ask about you. Because there have been times when I have been on dates with fucking boys and they are just blabbing away about themselves and I'm just nodding and smiling. That's not what I'm here for, okay? I bring a lot to the table, dollface. You need to ask me about me too, sweetheart. I'm not just going to be the only ones guiding the conversation. While I just said I love the questions, I will guide the conversation if I have to. I also need you to reciprocate a little bit. At that point, you should kind of get a vibe. I'm clearly a talker. I clearly want to know more. Now you should be asking me, how about you? Or ask me a question that maybe you thought about that you wanted to ask me. Like, it should not just be about the person. And it's also vice versa. And when you're on a date and that girl is just blabbing her mouth away, let's see, does she ask about you? Does she care about you? Or is she just going on a date because she just wanted to have someone in front of her and get the instant validation? Like, it's a real thing. I think we've all maybe have experienced that. If not, we've done it. I think that I try to be really conscious of, like, also, you know, putting a lot on the other person to talk, because I know I could talk for fucking hours alone as I am in this fucking moment. Because, okay, you could talk about a lot of things. I know that. But I want to hear what he could talk about and what he wants to tell me. That's so much fun. And that's how you build those fun vibes, you know? Like, that's what we're here for, the fucking vibes. Okay, stop. I'm cringing again. I'm sorry. Also, when I like to peep on dates is if they're funny. I'm sorry. Lots of love. You have to be fucking funny or sarcastic. And that does not mean I don't want a fucking joke. So I don't want you fucking setting up a joke. Don't. That's fucking cringy. Don't make it be forced. I need someone who's going to be sarcastic. I need someone who's going to be able to laugh with me and at me if it's done with love. And I also need someone who's going to be able to be witty back and forth, back and forth. That little banter back and forth is a necessity, especially in the beginning. But that's me. That's my vibe. I grew up in a very loud family with strong personalities. Like, we are fucking, we're fucking talking shit. We're laughing. We're always on a jokes. Like, that's just our family. That's our vibe. We're loud. I need someone who's going to be able to be in that space and not be fucking shitting their pants because they don't know how to talk or speak up. I also think I need someone who's going to be able to handle the fun that I am. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm in a lot today. It's been a fucking day. I need someone who's able to handle the fun combos. And I think that also comes with the personality. Like, what kind of vibe do they have? Not everyone was made to be a fucking jokester or a comedian. That's okay. I don't expect that. But I at least expect for you to be amused and amuse me as well. Is that fair? I want to be amused and I want you to be amused. Okay? That's what I would like out of that experience when dating and stuff. I also want to talk about a question I get a lot when I'm going on dates with boys. And the question is, what are you looking for? Okay, I have a lot to talk about this. First of all, I love the directness. If that's what a first date is and they ask you, what are you looking for? To me, because we know who you're talking to. I'm a bit prideful. I'm a bit like, bitch, let me breathe and take a sip of water before I just know what I want out of you. Like, you know, I am someone who's like, let's not be too extreme right away. Let's fucking get to know each other a little bit. However, when they ask me, what are you looking for? That is a great sign of communication. While to me, it can be a little bit too much in the beginning. Like I think if someone within 20 minutes, like, so what are you looking for? Meaning, like with dating, I'm like, I don't know, because I didn't even get to know your fucking last name. Like, let me just feel the vibes for a few minutes, because I know they don't mean, what are you looking for in life? They mean, what are you looking for with me and with dating? Like, I've had a guy before who was like, I'm not talking to other girls. And this was our second date. Okay. And again, people move at their own pace. I'm someone, let's have some fun, let's not put pressure. Once there's pressure or guidelines or rules or fucking regulations, that makes shit, at least for me, a little stressful. I don't want someone, like, over me already being like, we're fucking in this for the long run when I've only known them for a few weeks. So to me, that's not what I want right away. I want to get the vibes before we fucking talk about that. However, there are girls and there are guys who want, they're looking for their fucking partner. They're looking for their lifelong partner. They're not looking to date. And those humans do your fucking thing, pop off so much love and respect for you for already being ready for that. And I think that that's a different experience. And if someone asks you that, you know, you're fucking ready to settle down and they're asking you what you're looking for and you guys vibe, totally do your fucking thing. I'm saying when you're in the dating world and when, you know, you're still figuring yourself out and what you want and what you'd like, if it is date two and you ask me, what are you looking for? And like, what do you want out of me? And this guy literally was like, I am not talking to any other girls. And so I know it's, he said, I know it's a little early, but I would ask that you're not talking to other guys. Do you know, Alyssa? Do you know who I am? Like, I'm sorry. I've known this kid for 2 weeks and he already asked me to not talk to other guys because it wouldn't be fair. He's not talking to other girls. I'm not gonna lie. I think I laughed in his face because, first of all, that clearly means you don't know me. You are not telling me who to talk to and who not to talk to. I'm not that girl anymore, okay? That's not happening, number one. Number two, wouldn't you want me to choose to only want to talk to you? What I will say about that is I don't give a fuck. You're not telling me by date two that I should stop talking to boys because it makes him uncomfortable. I never told him to not talk to girls. Like, be on my date, go fuck someone later. I don't give a fuck because we're not at that level yet. So for me, that was a little bit much. That, unfortunately, never saw him again, okay? And that was because I'm like, I'm not going to fucking promise you my fucking life away when I've known you for 2 weeks. I'm not going to do it. It's not the vibe. It's not what I'm here for. However, that guy, one day, he's going to tell that to a girl, and that girl's going to be like, oh my God, that's all I ever wanted to hear. Yes, I won't talk to anyone else. And I hope, and you won't talk to anyone else. This is perfect. And I cannot wait for that for him. Because that means that's his person and that they vibe. They vibe. They should be together. Truly, truly, truly. Again, that's not for me. And I think that if I don't like someone after dating them for a while, if they don't like me, I never take it personal. It is just not for me. You were a part of my little journey. You'll be a little story to tell in the future, maybe, depending on the impact you put on me. But that is just not for me, and that's okay. And if you're not for me, if I'm not for you, I will never be mad at you for that. I will never, ever be mad at that. Because I believe in the universe, and I believe that what is meant to be yours will be yours. And so I believe if this isn't meshing in the beginning, I'm not going to force it to make it work. I'm simply not. So when someone asks me, what are you looking for? I respond, and I say, I'm looking for what's looking for me. And they are like, the fuck did this bitch just say? What? Let me say that again. I say, I'm looking for what's looking for me. And that's the most vague but broad but specific answer I could ever give someone. That's the most honest answer I could ever give someone. I am out here clearly in the fucking dating world. I have boundaries. I have expectations. I have high expectations. Lots of love to all of you guys trying to fucking get up there, okay? I have high expectations. I also have qualifications, and I also have necessities that I need from a guy. But I also know I'm not going to get that from every human. So I would never expect that from anyone, because I understand I have a lot of credentials that need to be checked off now before I get in a new relationship, because I'm not going to fucking dilly-dally and be like in the slumps like I was in the past. You know what I mean? And these high expectations come from knowing what I didn't like and want from my last relationship and from my other relationships before that. And it also comes from putting time into myself, being centered, being able to regroup, being able to reevaluate what I want in this lifetime and what I will accept and what I won't. And I think that because of that, I never put pressure on someone, because I know if someone wants a lot in return, I want a lot too. So like, I get it. Like, I'm never going to make you feel a certain way or be mad at you because you weren't able to be up to my standards. And that's, I don't know if that sounds rude, but like, not everyone can reach these standards. Like, unfortunately. And it's hard. I get it. And I'm aware that not everyone can meet my standards. And that's why I don't take it personal when it doesn't work out. Because I believe, whether I know this person yet or not, there is a human who has been handcrafted for me, and I have been handcrafted for him. And I think that is why I know I'm going to be okay in this lifetime in terms of dating and finding a partner and actually being serious with one person. Like, I believe it's out there. I know he is. He might be fucking dilly-dallying right now. Lots of love to you, but when we're meant to find each other, we will. And if we already found each other, when we're meant to figure it out and be together, we will. And that's simply what I believe. So I think that that's how you have to think. You can't take it personal if they don't fit your vibe or if you don't fit their vibe. You simply can't. And going off of all these little dating things I've realized, it is simply that when you are dating, you still have to have your own fucking shit. I've said it before, I will say it again. This person or these people that you are dating cannot be the light in your life. Okay, I don't care how long you've known them for. I don't care how long you've dated them for. They cannot be. I, in this lifetime, have spoke to a boy. That's my way of not making it past or present. You can figure it out if it's still happening or not. I'm going to try to be vague with the timeline of this, okay? So, speaking to this boy, we have fun. We have great combos. We vibe like no other, okay? However, I never expect him to be texting me 25/8. I know we've all been in those relationships or in those flings where you guys are texting like up the ass, like, holy shit, you're not even leaving the fucking message chain because he's responding that quickly. And I love that for you. It's fun. It's playful. Of course, that is something that you might do at some point with someone just because, like, that's the vibe and you guys are getting to know each other and lots of fun. I also think proximity makes a difference. If you're talking to someone who you only could see once a week or once every few weeks, like, you're going to have those good combos and keep that up. But if you're seeing someone weekly or multiple times a week, like, you don't need to text every day, because then when you're in person, all the fun is not going to be there. Like, you're not going to be able to have quality conversations in person if you're having them through text. Or through text, you might be having meaningless combo just to say you're speaking to each other. Then when you're in person, I want the quality combos, you know? So I think something I've learned, especially with dating, is you can't expect these people to be texting you 25/8. There have been times with a guy that we text, we see each other, lots of fun, and then I go home, he does his thing, I do my thing. We check in every day. I think checking in every day is valid. It keeps things going, keeps things moving. But it's not like we're checking in every day and we're just fucking up the ass. You know what I mean? I think that makes a difference. It can make things more exciting for when you see them again. And I think that is fun. I think also the biggest thing I learned with fucking talking to boys, when dating, when talking to guys, whoever, the biggest thing I learned is you cannot rely on their good night or good morning text in order to sleep at night. Okay? I know, we get in those phases, we get in those vibes when you're just texting up a storm, you're up the ass, you're excited, so much love and fun and energy, and you're getting to know each other, and we love that for you. However, you cannot only rely on their good night text to fall asleep. If I did that, I would never fucking sleep. I would be up fucking till the next morning. Like, it just wouldn't be possible. And that's just for any guy. Like, and I also don't want a guy to rely on me to be able to sleep at night. That's not a good start of a healthy relationship. And I think, of course, communicating things is so important. It means a lot, especially, I'm more so talking about the beginning stages. When you have something significant with one person, or when you guys are actually getting more serious and concrete and more of a foundation, that's different. Have some respect, communicate, don't be an asshole, don't ignore them. But I think when you're still playing the field and trying to figure out what vibes you like and what you don't like, you can't depend on that other person so much. And they can't depend on you either. It has to be a two-way street. You have to be able to put in what you put in, but also don't put all of your eggs in one basket because they're not. Do you know what I mean? If they're not, you shouldn't either. And I think that's why it's great to communicate that. But, you know, again, with the timeline of communicating that, make it make sense. Don't make it be the first date, okay? Or the second, at least not for me, okay? So I think that's part of the process. You just have to be able, like I said, every day it's going to continuously being have your own shit, be good on your own, have your own mindset, and do your own shit. And I promote this so much because I didn't always do that. And I will be the first to admit it. I will be the first to be icked out at myself for not fucking doing that. I didn't make myself my light in my life. I made the other person. And I think that was fine for what it did at the time. And I think that I didn't know better. So, of course, it comes with the growing pains of growing up and being in relationships and figuring out what works and what doesn't. Because I was so not independent in the sense with my past partner or partners, like, because of that, I think now it's such a necessity for me. I have to have my independence, and I can't lose it when I'm with him, whoever that next him is, okay? And I think that's why I don't want that, especially it's so easy for women, like, oh, just stay home and cook and clean and just be waiting for me when I come home. And I'm obviously generalizing, I'm very much stereotyping, but it's a thing where women especially feel like they have to put their heart and soul into this one human and then not any in themselves. And that's not what we're fucking here for. We're human. We're whole. We're doing our own shit for us, and they're going to tag along. And they're doing their own shit for them, and you're going to tag along. And it's going to be a mutual experience. It should be equal. That's what I believe in. That's what I learned. Again, it was hard. I didn't know that always. I'm just still figuring this out. I'm just still realizing all this and making this a priority and making this a necessity, an expectation for future relationships. So that's that. Holy shit. I just talked about stuff that I did not have written down. I did not think this was going to get to this point, but I love it, and it's all needed to be talked about. Clearly, I've been holding this shit in, so thank you for letting this be my space where I can speak about it. I hope that you can relate in some way, shape, or form. I had a whole other episode planned for today, and I maybe touched on two of the topics out of all the things I wanted to talk about. So that's great. I'm going to look over this, and we're going to talk about the things I missed in future episodes. So I'm excited for that. Thank you so much for being here. Lots of love. Please take care of yourselves. Be good on your own. And at the end of the day, we will be okay. Okay? Do your fucking shit. Pop off. Lots of love. Have a great fucking week. Follow me on social media, all the things. So much love for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will see you when we are on to the next episode next week. Bye.